Hi everyone, Dr. Will here. Just wanted to do a quick Facebook Live on a couple of things. Excuse me, I always have to do this because this is important. Okay, great. Today is day 13 of the butterfly experiment. Yesterday did a quick thing on gratitude and how gratitude redoes your mind, because when they do the gratitude experiment, they find that it really does redo your neurology. It kind of rewires it. And what it does is it resets your reticular activating system. And again, that's that part of your brain that finds things in the world. It was set up through history, through your evolution, to keep you alive. The human mind, its number one job is to, again, keep you alive. And so for most of millennia, your reticular activating system would find threats. It's why if you're standing there and there's a quick movement out of your, you know, peripheral, you'll startle, things like that. Because for most of millennia, that's the stuff that killed us. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Nourish. So that's, you know, but we don't need it now. You know, it was set up to do that, to keep us alive, and also to find food and mates. That's what reticular activating does. Since we don't have that going on now, and we've evolved a little bit, what it does is it helps you find other things in the world. Again, it's why when, like, you want a certain car, you'll find that car outside. The day before, you wouldn't have noticed it, but you decided you like BMWs, you'll see BMWs or Corvettes or whatever it is you like. Or if you're, attracted to a certain type of person, that's the only kind of person you'll see. So that's your reticular activating system. Now, what they've found, at least anecdotal evidence, or, you know, unofficial research, I like to call it, says that what happens when you're in gratitude, it starts resetting your reticular activating system to find more of it. Because the reason, like, if you like a BMW, you'll see a BMW, it'll make you feel good. If you like a certain type of person, if you're attracted to, you know, if you're a girl, tall, dark, and handsome, of course, you could be a boy attracted to tall, dark, and handsome, or a blonde, blue-eyed, whatever you're attracted to, your brain will find it, because it gets a boost of neurology of, wow, that makes me feel good when I see that car, when I see those kind of people. And it also goes back to, you know, like when you find things that make you feel good, it's kind of like your tribe. So that being the case, right, your brain learns, your neurology learns, well, this makes me feel good, I want more of it. So if you start your day with gratitude, like we talked about yesterday, when you start your day with gratitude, you get a little boost of, oh, that makes me feel good. So your brain wants more. So here's what happens. That's why we want to do that. But then what goes with it, there's my assistants. So what happens is if you start your day with gratitude, then when you get ready to take action, because today we're talking about, there's Miss Penny, she's camera shy. So it starts your day differently, because then you get this boost of the neurology that you want to feel more of. So your brain begins to do things that want to make you feel even better, right? Say hello to Mr. Shikai, he's here helping. He's got his fly mask on. Flies are bad here. So that's why if you start your day with gratitude, then you begin to take action, your action's going to be different than if you start your day with fear or anger or resentment, right? Because then you'll take actions to get more of it. It's kind of like you set that day with that attitude. You know, if you roll out of bed and the first thing you do is turn on the news and it's all death, destruction, you're going to die, you know, the virus will kill you if you even breathe, you know, if you ever have sex again, everything they're starting to say, it's negative, negative, negative. And so then your brain gets, it gets a rush, but a different way. So you look for more things to be negative and more things, right? You can't turn off the news. It almost becomes addictive. If you start your day with a little bit of gratitude, your brain goes, I like this too. In fact, I may like this better. Excuse me. So what happens then is you want more of it. So you'll take action in a much more positive way. So if you're in a relationship and you want to have a better relationship, let's say because of this lockdown, you know, this house arrest, that your relationship might be a little strained because, you know, you're not used to spending 24/7 with your significant other. So, but if you start your day thinking about gratitude, about maybe like why you fell in love with your significant other, what you like about your significant other, it will shift your perspective and you'll take different action. Same with your job. You know, if you start your day with three or four things you like about your job, what you have to do, you're much more likely to enjoy it that day. I mean, that's just what it is. So if you start with gratitude and then you go into action, it's going to help you do different things. Because if you ever been in a position where you had a job or something you didn't like and you had to do it, what always usually happens, you're driving into the office or work or the call or whatever you got to do, and you're thinking about how it sucks and this and this and this. So you're starting your action based on a negative emotion. And this is all about which actions you take from which emotion. It's also, here's a big leap, but it makes sense. It's also why you see like sports teams, when they get on a hot streak, you know, they stay on a hot streak. If they get, you know, and they call it momentum shifts in sports, right? The momentum shifted and then it becomes self-fulfilling. But anyway, if you start your action based on gratitude, based on a positive emotion, it will shift everything else with it. Right? And so, you know, because it's just what it is. You know, I come out here a few days a week and take care of the horses. Sometimes Christina does, you know, or come at night. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And people go that I wouldn't put up with the work. Well, that's them. You know, if I come in here thinking it's a pain in the ass to clean the stall, to put the fly mask on them, you know, to get them out and do what I have to do, then go dump the manure and all that stuff. You know, if I start it with a negative attitude, of course it's going to suck, right? But if I think about, you know, they're like 1,000-pound dogs and I just like them. You know, they make me feel good. It doesn't matter anything else, you know. And so it shifts my action and then it shifts my energy, because when I've shown up in a bad mood, you know, the horses can feel it. Like if you have dogs, they can feel it, right? And they're nurturing animals. They want you to feel better. But so anyway, start your day with some gratitude. If you take and the way I was trained and what makes sense to me, and this goes all the way back to Wallace Wattles and Neville and that, they kind of were saying things like, find simple things that you can be grateful for. You know, the sunrise, hot cup of coffee. Don't turn it into an ordeal. I know people that they turn this into, they got to write like 7 pages of gratitude lists. And, you know, some days you're not that grateful, other days you are. But if it's those simple things, that also resets your brain to look for simple things to be grateful for. You know, I'm looking at it's early in the morning here in Florida and the moon is still in the horizon, you know, and it's like, ah, that's pretty. It makes me feel good. You know, those are that I can see it, that I can appreciate it, right? That benefit of the lockdown, the air is cleaner than it's been in years, so I can actually see things. So anyway, so if you start your day from that, your action's much different, and then as we all know, action begets action. You know, an item in motion tends to stay in motion, and it gets you up, and it gets you doing things. So anyway, have a great day. I hope everyone is doing well. If you like this, click like and share. You know, I don't know what happened to all the people I was on there with. Oops. So anyway, sorry about that. So click like and share, leave a comment. Hope everybody's doing great. I'm going to do a few more days of the gratitude experiment, then I'm going to flip it over into a daily action thing. So anyway, have a great day, and I'll see you soon. Oh, and by the way, next week I'm going to be doing a couple-hour review of basic NLP techniques. I'm not sure what day, probably Monday. I'm going to be doing, that's the 15th. Yeah, that would be a good day. Basic NLP, like a review, a refresher. Have some fun with it because I'm starting the NLP Master Trainer course, which will be a virtual online training. And I'll also be doing a basic NLP course, virtual online, starting soon. And probably a basic trainer's course. So I got some things coming up virtual online. If you have any questions, reach out. I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great day.